Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi everyone, so we've got Faye here with us today. Hi Faye.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, I'm good, thank you. Where are we talking to you from?
I'm from Huddersfield, so
oh.
Just in between Leeds and Manchester.
From the UK. I like it. Okay, so I want to ask you a few things about tennis, if that's okay.
That's fine.
What's your relationship with Turner's?
So I was diagnosed with Turner's when I was 14. I'm now 33. And it was really my mum that, because she's known, because I was my mum's third child. So she's known since I was really young that there's been something, but she just didn't know what, and all the doctors were just brushing it off. And then she actually read an article about Turner's in a magazine, and she took it to the doctors, and that's when I got referred to the hospital.
Oh wow, that just shows you the importance of just promotion isn't the right word, awareness, because had your mum not read that article, you probably would have got to the same point you're at now, but probably a bit later.
Later, a couple more years.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice positive to come out of it. Okay, so what's been your most challenging aspect of Turner's?
I would probably say most challenging would be the social aspect of it. I do struggle a lot socially. And I do find it hard making friends. But I am quite a quiet, reserved person.
Yeah.
So I don't think that helps either.
Yeah. Because I'm a little bit like you, as in I'm quiet and reserved. And it's just a combination of everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
Some people make find it really tricky to find friends anyway. Yeah, it's tricky to know what's Turner's and what isn't.
Yeah, because you can't really define what, well, this could just be my personality, or is it a bit of, but it's probably a bit of both.
Yeah. What's been your most positive experience or aspect of Turner's?
Definitely when I first joined the society, me and my parents, we did quite a lot of fundraising. We did quite a few different events. So that was really positive. We managed to raise quite a bit of money. And then definitely just the conferences. They just make you feel you're not on your own.
Yeah.
Got people there who understand different things you might be going through, or relate to what you might be going through. And just give some tips.
What things did you do to fundraise?
We did like a little information stall. We've done a curry night.
Oh, nice.
I did a Halloween party quite a few years ago.
Oh, I love that because it doesn't have to be the traditional, like, horrible run a marathon to
Yeah, indeed.
fundraise. Yeah.
Yes.
A curry night definitely sounds like more
Yeah.
like my vibe. I love that. So you've touched upon a tiny bit of how the society have helped you. How
Yeah.
have they helped you in general?
Definitely with my confidence, self-esteem, meeting other girls my age who I can just talk to. Definitely, they've got a very good wide range of information available, which is really helpful.
Yeah, it is really helpful, isn't it? It's good that they have everything in one place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your involvement in the society?
I'm a member. I've been a member since 2004.
Wow, long time then.
20 years nearly.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
I went to my first conference in 2004, a few months after I've been diagnosed, and just never looked back since.
Yeah, have you been to every conference since then?
Yeah, apart from the couple that we didn't have because of lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. It's just a great thing, isn't it? The
Such an
conference.
amazing environment, and it's just amazing just to be around people who truly understand what
Yeah.
going through. And
Yeah, there's a really deeper level of understanding, isn't there? When you
definitely.
have Turners yourself and you're talking to someone else who has Turners or like their family. Yeah, it's just really it's special, isn't it?
It really is special.
Yeah. So, what's your most important message on Turners, would you say?
I would say that definitely never let having Turner syndrome define you. And because you can, what did I write here now? Never to let it stop you from achieving any of your goals that you might have. Because it shouldn't stop you from doing anything that you want to do.
Yeah.
Because having Turners, you can achieve anything if you put your mind to it.
Yeah. I love that. I love those messages. They're really good. Really good.
Well, that would be my message.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your episode before we finish?
I think we've covered everything.
Oh, good, good. Well, thank you so much, Faye, for your time.
Thank you.
And everyone listening, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll see you next week. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about Turners, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explain what Turner's is and how it's affected me. So I hope you have a really great week and I will see you in the next episode.